Good morning. Happy New Year. So glad that you all are spending this New Year's Sunday with us at University Church. The grace, mercy, and peace of the triune God be with you all.
And also with you.
I remember my first year in seminary really well, even though it's been almost 40 years. I was a precociously young seminarian, okay? I was like 13 when I started seminary. I remember it because every day my mind was blown wide open by everything that I was learning in seminary. In one class, we were doing a close reading of some of the texts from Mark's Gospel, including the one that we read today from Mark chapter 8. So we were going phrase by phrase, and we were looking at Greek words, and we were checking our notes from commentaries, and we came to verse 6, and our professor read it slowly. Then Jesus ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute. The professor stopped and looked over his reading glasses at us. "What did you just hear?" he asked. Long silence. One lone voice from the back. "Communion? It sounds like the words from communion." "Exactly," said the professor. "Now, how in the world did the communion liturgy, which doesn't happen until Mark chapter 14, get into Mark chapter 8? And so, for me, began a lifelong journey with the Bible, where I began to understand that Scripture wasn't a factual day-to-day travelogue of Jesus, but it was a story conversation about Jesus, where everything in the Gospels is in dialogue, in relationship with everything else. And so Mark is telling us that when we celebrate communion, we are connected with those feeding miracles of Jesus. That people are still coming to us, hungering and thirsting for daily bread, for justice, for peace, for reconciliation. And we are to feed them at this table. That's our job. We don't have to worry about how it happens or why it happens or the wherefores, but we are to what? Do this in remembrance of me. The dialogue cuts both ways because we also remember that when we are serving at this table, we are serving Jesus style, okay? Serving anyone and everyone who comes to the table and discovering that when the meal is over, there's enough for everyone and there are also doggy bags to take home. Hallelujah. The season that follows Christmas is Epiphany, and as Lisa said in the announcements, over the next 6 weeks, we are going to explore how God shows up in the ordinary things of life, in bread, in wine, in water, in healing, in words. And writer and blogger Rachel Held Evans is going to be our muse for the journey. And the 7 traditional sacraments of the church, do you remember them? Baptism, right? Communion, confession, confirmation, I have to look at my list, ordination, marriage, and anointing the sick. Those will be the tent pegs that will anchor our story to the ground, those 7 traditional sacraments. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, the cup of salvation, poured out for you, words that many of you have heard many, many times right here around this table. We call it by different names, right? Holy Communion, Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, Mass. We use different elements, wafers, fresh bread, grape juice, wine. We serve it in different ways with gorgeous handcrafted chalices or little tiny plastic cups. But one thing remains the same, the table. For me, that may be the very best thing about the church, the gift of this table. Not our table, as we say, not a United Methodist table, but Jesus' table. And like Jesus' vision for the world, it's a table that doesn't have any boundaries. It's a table open for all. Do you remember those mysterious black monoliths? I'm kind of dating myself now. In 2001, A Space Odyssey that had all these mysterious connections. The table is about that strange and wild when you think about it, because it stretches in every direction. It connects. This table connects with tables all across the land in every church and stretches all around the world. This table knows no boundaries of space or time. It stretches back into the past and it touches the future. It has no limitations of gender or sexual orientation or class or race. There are no boundaries to this table. It's open to all. Now, we've had our share of table bouncers in our history, huh? Yeah. Can we talk about our own founder, John Wesley, who thought it would be a good idea one day to try to ban from communion the parents of a young woman that he wanted to marry who was refusing his attentions? Yeah. Except her dad was the local sheriff of the town. A story that ended quite badly for Wesley, who had to hightail it out of Georgia back to England. Oh, the Table Border Patrol, they are real, and they are never far away. Years ago, we lived next door to a large family, and our children played back and forth between the homes. And one night, the oldest child, Aaron, was killed in a horrific car accident along with a driver. And the event shook that family to the core, shook that little community. And sometime after the funeral services, the boy's father and I were out and we were working in our front yards. And I went over to Lloyd and I just placed my hand lightly on his shoulder and I said, "Lloyd, is there anything that I can do? I mean, anything at all for you guys?" And he stood up and he looked at me and he said, "You know, there is. At the funeral services for my son, I wasn't allowed to have communion. I'm not a member of that church. My family is, but I'm not a member. And so he said, "Can you imagine that? Who would refuse communion to a grieving father? And so there is one thing that you could do. I wonder if we could go down to your church and if you would serve me communion. Because you serve communion to everyone, right?" The sting, the hurt from the church that was in him, that still resonates with me to this day. Now you, University Church, you are most fortunate because you belong to a church where every week you are greeted with the news that everyone is welcome. Gay, straight, old, young, wealthy, poor, male, female, transgender, black or white or brown, you are welcome to worship here. You are welcome to participate fully in the life of this congregation. Every time we serve communion, Lisa and I try to spread our arms as wide as we can and say with joy and thanksgiving that all are invited to receive the bread and the cup at this table. Everyone, no exceptions. Now maybe you've grown used to hearing this, huh? I mean, maybe you don't even hear it anymore. Maybe you think, "Oh, well, doesn't every church do that? Welcome to all? I mean, is it really that big a deal?" And so I want to put a big air star right here. Do you see my air star? Right here. Because this is radical. This may even be a little bit subversive, especially when you consider how often the church gatekeepers have defined and redefined communion and slammed the door in the faces of God's people. Now, lest we get overly self-congratulatory about all of this, let's remember that as wide as our table is and as wide as our welcome is, there are folks whom you and I would struggle to welcome. Do I need to name any names? And so the expansion of that table is the ongoing work of the church. A few weeks ago, someone in one of our classes shared that years ago, they had run into William Kelly working in a jewelry store in Columbus, Georgia. This is the same William Kelly, the second lieutenant, who was court-martialed in 1968, 69, somewhere around there, for his role in the My Lai massacre during the Vietnam War. And this person wondered out loud, what if I were attending the Methodist Church in Columbus, Georgia? And William Kelly came down the aisle, hands open to receive communion. What would I do? Could I serve him? Would I just pass it on to one of the pastors and say, yeah, I need to go to the restroom and bail out of... And if I did serve, could I make peace with that somehow? I wonder if this is why the disciples in another place in John's gospel at a feeding miracle said that this is a hard teaching. A hard teaching. Michael Curry is the Bishop of the Diocese of North Carolina. And he has often told the story of a young woman who became an Episcopalian in the 1940s. She invited the man that she was dating to join her at church for a worship service. They were both African American. The church was all white in the heart of the segregated South. The young man was a bit anxious about going to church there, and he was a bit anxious as he watched communion unfold. Everyone was drinking from a common cup. He watched his girlfriend as she received the bread, and then he watched as the priest lowered the cup to her lips. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. And she drank from the cup. And in that moment, he decided that any church where black and white drank from the same cup had discovered something powerful, and he wanted to be part of it. You want to know who that couple was? Those were Bishop Curry's parents. It's a bit hard to swallow that everyone, the ones we love, the ones we scorn, the ones we really don't want to be around, receive the same grace and mercy as we do around this table. It's a bit scandalous, to be honest, but it's true. It's true. God welcomes all of us. And God welcomes all of you. Do you hear this? Are you hearing this? In the mosque, they put their hands up to their ears like this to make sure that they're hearing, right? I won't ask you to do that, but every part of you that you brought in this morning is welcome. The part that yelled at the children, the part that cussed somebody out on social media the other night, the part that drank way too much a couple days ago, the part that lied to save face, all of us, even the parts that we are most ashamed of, welcome. Welcome here to this simple table to taste and see again that the Lord is good, to hear again that the gifts of God are for all of God's people. So come, my friends. When Lisa gives the invitation, come, because God has thrown a banquet for you, and there is more than enough here for everyone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.